You can see it in the number of rookies. Of the 9 rookies in the Iditarod this year, 3 of them are from Bethel. That's not bad for a town of about 7,000 people. 2 of those rookies are in it for the adventure. Bethel dentist Victoria Hardwick.
I'm really excited to go see just the Alaska Range and everything by dog team.
Another adventurer is Nicholas Wickstrand, who's running well-known Bethel musher Pete Kaiser's puppy team. The Norwegian says driving the team to Nome is his last Alaskan adventure before heading home to Svalbard, Norway.
Get over here, everyone. All you people.
Possibly Bethel's favorite rookie isn't listed on the rolls as being from there, but she's still a hometown girl. Jessica Kleika, a veterinarian who lives in Matsu now, grew up in Bethel, mushing in the K300 kids races. She was among those driving dogs out on area trails almost daily and later competing in the longer K300 races. She comes back to help her mother as a vet in the region's big race. She's out on the trail today with a load in her sled, including a heavy medical pack. She has a race plan similar to that of the more experienced Aniak musher, Richie Deal.
I think see how the first couple days of the race goes and see how the dogs are doing, and then if they're doing well, then we try to kind of cut our rest a little here and there and move down the trail a little quicker, hopefully.
Deal had his best Iditarod finish last year, coming in 6th. For much of the later stages of the race, he was running with well-known homegrown musher Pete Kaiser. Saturday in Anchorage during the ceremonial start, Kaiser, who has finished 5 times in the top 10, watched his dogs carefully while balancing media interviews with the need to be ready for his turn in the chute. All the sled dog teams are smaller this year because the Iditarod has instituted a new rule, reducing the total number of dogs to 14.
Logistically, it has helped, I think, at least me a lot, you know, coming from Bethel and having to ship a few less dogs in and deal with a few less dogs in here. And so I think it's worth a try, and we'll see how it goes this year and see what people think after the race.
10, 9.
Kaiser also plans 7, to go slow at the beginning, picking 5, up the pace after his dogs make it over the Alaska Range.
3, 2, 1, go!
On 4th Avenue Saturday, the team was pulling hard to get out of town. For KYUK, I'm Johanna Urich.
What a beautiful day. Temperatures in the lower 20s and 1,000 barking dogs. That's what we Alaskans call fun.
Mm-hmm.
It is, really.